This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Richardson withholds support for LES. Governor Bill Richardson announced this week that he will withhold his support for the uranium enrichment facility proposed by Louisiana Energy Services, LES, for Lee County, New Mexico, due to a lack of proper waste disposal plan. Governor Richardson's announcement came following the introduction of a provision by Senator Pete Domenici to the federal spending bill that would require the DOE to store the waste generated by LES. The provision states that DOE will, quote, take title and possession of such depleted uranium at an existing depleted uranium storage facility, end quote. Critics, including Governor Richardson, are concerned that the LES facility will be considered a depleted uranium storage facility once it is built and begins to store waste from LES. That would allow DOE to leave the waste in New Mexico indefinitely. Uranium enrichment is a process by which natural uranium is separated into its component isotopes. The resultant uranium-235 becomes fuel for nuclear reactors, and uranium-238, or depleted uranium, is waste. This waste must undergo conversion to a chemically stable form before it can be permanently disposed. There is neither a conversion nor a disposal facility in the U.S. equipped to manage the LES waste. Governor Richardson issued his support based on LES's assurance that it could remove its waste from New Mexico. Richardson said, quote, what I am seeking is either very strong language in the license that precludes the waste being stored in New Mexico or very strong language in an appropriations bill next year, end quote. LES has yet to outline a clear disposal strategy, although Marshall Cohn of LES says that he expects the private industry will build a storage facility for the waste. Governor Richardson's announcement comes shortly following a request by the Western Governors Association to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is considering LES's operating license application, to participate in the licensing process. The association argues that many Western states, particularly Colorado, will be affected by nuclear waste transportation from LES. April Wade of LES claims that the transportation routes are tentative and may change in coming months. Rod Critch, also of LES, argues that the radioactive waste is no more dangerous than the coal shipments that travel through Colorado regularly. However, Bill Mackey of the association pointed out that there have been 3 coal transportation accidents in Colorado in recent years, which have released coal and diesel fuel into the nearby surface water bodies. Critics are skeptical that the transportation and waste problems presented by the facility will be resolved by DOE possession of the waste. Amy Williams of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety said, quote, there have been a variety of problems with shipments of radioactive waste to DOE's waste isolation pilot plant near Carlsbad, and we've seen DOE's inability to manage its mountains of depleted uranium waste at Paducah, Kentucky, and Portsmouth, Ohio. It would be naive of the public to believe that DOE will be able to completely manage this waste, given its record, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863 or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.